Well, thank God for Pastor Lalonde. Thank God for the young minister, deacon, praise team, musician, all the saints here today, first man. We thank God for everyone in the building today.
Amen.
We're going to the book of Acts, the 14th chapter. And we're going to start at the 8th verse. It's a blessing to be here. God has a way of setting things in order. Knows how to order our steps. And that's what he has done in this scripture. He ordered the steps of these young men where he led them an opportunity to speak a word from heaven, and it created healing in a man's life. In the 8th verse it says, "And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intensely and seeing that he had the faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, 'Stand on your feet.' And he leaped and walked." Several things I could speak about this. I could say, have faith in God. But I want us to know it's good to ask God, increase my faith. Increase my faith. My family needs you, Lord. Increase my faith. This man was sitting along the way, crippled. No doubt he might have been waiting for somebody to come along with faith. Somebody else. He didn't have the ability, he had the faith. But he didn't have the words. He wasn't able to speak over himself the deliverance. And I'm sure when he heard Paul and he looking at them, his faith was strengthened. And as his faith had strengthened to the point that Paul was observing him intensely, seeing that this man has faith to be healed, then in obedience to God's command, God had told them what they should do. They should go out and heal the sick. They should do great things. Signs and wonders should follow them. Yeah, see, it may not have been right in this scripture, but it's in the book. And so reading just one scripture won't do it for us. We got to eat the whole thing. So that when we come to a point and the devil comes on attack, because if you look in this scripture here, you'll see the devil was on attack. You go back to the first verse. And we see that it says, now it happened in Iconium that when they went together, this was Paul and Barnabas, went together to the synagogue of the Jews and spoke that a great multitude, both Jews and Greeks, believe. Well, all that was good. But immediately after the Jews believing, some Jews and Gentiles believe, then another group of them, right there listening, stirred up the minds of the people and turned them against Paul and Barnabas. They they had to leave the town where they were, and in being obedient, shaking the dust off their feet as a testimony against this people, God led them to Lystra. And when they get there, they see this man sitting there with faith to be healed, feet crippled from his birth, and said nothing about he done nothing wrong, or his parents either.
Amen.
They said he was born like that. But wasn't able to keep him because some men came by.
That's right. Amen.
You might be on your way somewhere. You don't know what God is going to ask you to do.
That's right. Come on, that's right.
You don't know who's going to be blessed because you showed up.
That's right.
The Bible showed that the boys were walking along and in the way, and just this shadow hit some folk.
Yes, Lord.
And they were delivered. Just being in the presence. There you go. When you walk in the door, demons tremble.
That's right.
Well, demons have to flee.
That's right.
Because of who you are. Because you know who's on the inside.
Yeah.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Your God. Walking with you. Your keeper.
Yeah.
Your shelter.
Yeah.
Your commander in chief. Your God. Your director. Your healer.
Yeah.
Your deliverer. What you need. He said he'd make a way. He'd heal your body. He put food on the table.
Yes, Lord.
He'd open the door. He'll show up. You got a right to call on him. You got a right to ask. had young, the Lord had given me an exterminating company. He made me the owner. He made me to name the company. And he caused me to insure the company. So if something went wrong, they couldn't get me. Yeah, it was incorporated. Because, see, it's not good to step out there and become a target. And when you go into business, you are a target. See, the enemy don't like you. He's not your friend. He's not your buddy. He don't hang around in your back pocket. But he'd be right on your heels, watching every step you make. And boy, if he can get a trick in, if he can just get in the door and do something to cause you some trouble, just as sure as you are alive. And then, like this man, hadn't done nothing wrong, seemingly. He was just born this way from his youth. Had a problem. Other men walking around, and he couldn't do this because his feet was weak, weakness in his feet. Somebody else to come along and speak to his condition. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He couldn't get up on his own and stand up on his own and do this, but he needed somebody to speak to his condition. See, only God is able to put strength in your feet.
Yeah.
But it took a man to come along with the word of God.
That's right.
And as this man was speaking the word of God, here comes this man was sitting here listening, believing in his heart, to the point that he was ready to receive. And Paul just happened to see this man's heart, discern this man has faith to believe. To be healed, and spoke to the man. Stand on your feet. You got the power. You got the word. Get busy. Speak to the issues. Speak to the problems that you see. And God send you places and you see a situation needs a word. Just a word. I remember one day speaking to a young man, and I didn't know God had healed him. But I spoke a word. Pastor Lawrence told me. So this young man had went out and got a job. She had taught him in school. And a change had come over his life. I didn't know what God had done. I didn't know it until I heard her say. All those years went by, I ain't nothing about it. But God had moved. Yeah, God had moved. And he sent me a word. Pastor Lawrence spoke the word concerning his healing. Bless my soul. Bless my soul. I remember I can't help but thinking about it. When I was a boy, about 5 years old, my aunt asked me, did I want to come spend the night? I said, yes, ma'am. I got into the house, and she had 2 boys and a adopted son upstairs in the bed. I was downstairs. And they were upstairs laughing and grinning. The baby boy up there was just grinning. Just laughing. And he got to laugh. Boy, I tell you, that boy could laugh. I didn't know what they were laughing at. Then they hollered out, y'all shut up that noise, I'm going to sleep. Next morning we got up. And I got up and I didn't know they were already up. Outside working. I woke up, went outside, and I saw my cousin standing up outside, painting the trim on the window. Well, you know, a boy wanted to do everything to see somebody else do. I wanted to paint too, didn't know how to paint. My uncle said, "Linwood, get that boy that brush linen, try it. See, paint that window." I stuck the paint down in there, the brush down in the paint, and picked it up and painted that dripping. I had never painted nothing before. I didn't know I need to take that brush and hit the side of the top of that paint can, both sides, and get the paint off of it. Then go to, I started to now, hey, no, take that brush and show that boy. And he took the brush and I backed up. Now, look at God now. God do some things I don't understand a lot of times. I backed up. He took the brush, stuck it down in there, got the paint off of it, started painting. The Lord said, "His daddy painting houses. Never going to build houses. I think he has over 50, 60 houses right now down New Lane that he done built." I'm just saying how God can give you a word. I didn't speak it. Don't be old disobedient like me. Let me tell you another time. Some strange things has happened. I was a little boy and my aunts and uncles would come down to see my grandmother once a year, and they'd always spend a week or 2 weeks at her house. Some of them, as many as could. She had a bunch of them, so sometimes they'd take turns. But this particular time had come, and they were all downstairs, my uncles and aunts, and my grandmother was all over in one room, and my Aunt Elaine MacPherson, school teacher, she was in there with them, and I walked in the room. Now, I'm glad there was family, because if there had been visitors, I couldn't have been in the door. I couldn't have gone in that room. My grandparents didn't allow you to come sit around room for talking. No, you didn't go in that room. So I walked in the room. To my surprise, I wasn't ushered back out the door. And I looked around and I saw my Aunt Elaine, and I eased over there by now. Right then, I didn't know why I was easing over there to her. I think I was so young, I don't even remember anything till that day. You know what I'm saying? I just began to realize I remember something. And I stood beside her. And while I was standing beside her, I didn't know why I was. Well, what was it about her? The other ones were my uncles and aunts too. But it was something about her that I didn't know I knew. And I eased over there beside her. Next thing I know, she came to my mom's house, asked me, did I want to come stay with her? I said, "Yes, ma'am." So I couldn't say no. For some reason, I liked her. I didn't know why. I had no idea why. But I know now. I know now. Because I got to tell the rest of the story, because this thing is good. God is awesome. See, she took me to her house my first grade, first year. Bought my school clothes and took me to school. She was a school teacher. And I went to school with her. Well, I got a little bit older, I decided I was used to the boys, brothers, and where she was with nobody. I didn't like that. So I asked her, could I go back home? She said, yeah. So she took me back home, but then I got about 17, 18 years old. 17, somewhere around there. She come got me again. She had built a house, her second home. And I hadn't been there to see it. And she wanted to know why I hadn't been by there to see it. Everybody else, now she done raised me. Everybody else would have been by their name, then by their decision. But I told her, I said, well, I didn't know anybody they had been. They ain't nobody told me they'd been. So she asked me, said, don't you want to come see the house? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I ain't got nowhere to go. She said, well, I'll come get you next Saturday and take you over. She came and got me. And I took about 3 steps out of the car on the ground. The road hadn't even been paved where she lived. Right there in Lizard City.
Yeah.
Right where the house that I own today. The Lord said, you're going to own this house. I said to myself, she got 2 children. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't messing this up. Now, what they going to have? You ain't saying nothing about what they going to have. I ain't messing with this. I ain't sticking my head in that hornet's nest. I didn't say a word. But look at what God did. I stayed with her the 10 years before she died. They were gone. They already had their homes. And I asked them, look at God. What are y'all going to do with the house? I ain't had no money in my pocket. I ain't had a dime for down payment. They said they're going to sell it. I said, well, find out how much they want. And they did, and they told me. I said, well, how much is the down payment going to be? They said, well, they want $11,000 down for, you know, for somebody to buy. I said, well, tell the attorney, charge $11,000 more for the house. They took $11,000 less. My cousins took $11,000 less so I could have a house. God will rescue you. He will show up. He'll speak a word. See, God didn't lie. He spoke both times. First concerning my cousin. But he didn't leave me out. Then he come on and spoke a word to me concerning myself. And he showed up. And did exactly what he said. I'm so glad that he will keep his word. He'll prove himself. And his word to you today. He'll increase your faith. He'll increase your faith. All we have to do is ask him. He'll increase your faith. I think enough's been said that you can know that you can have what you say. You can speak the word over your condition. You can believe God. That's your father. Your king. Your guide. Your way maker. Your Lord door opener. He won't just do it for you. He'll do it for your children too. He'll show up for everyone in your house. I'm so glad that when he blessed my nephew, Terry turned his life around and he wanted to know how, why you dressed, wear a tie all the time, why you go to church all the time. And I had to tell him I was saved. Then he wanted to know how you get saved. Yeah, he wanted to know how you get saved. And I had to tell him. He wanted to laugh and joke, calling me preacher. I said, man, I wish I was a preacher. That was before I started speaking. But it was in my heart. My heart was just burning, You got to have a yearning. Just want to preach the word of God. I want to do like Paul and Barnabas. Speak a word. And that man jumped to his feet. Lame from his birth. Came up on his feet. Started leaping and jumping. Speak a word, y'all. Speak a word. You see a need? Speak to that need. call it a mountain. Speak to that problem, that issue. He's the solver. He just wants you to speak. You release him. Turn him loose. Speak. And watch him work. And I cried when I was in the hospital. I went to the nurse's room and I was hurting so bad. And when the was working on me, I suppose I didn't sleep. If I was asleep, I must have been dreaming because I was hurting. And I was hollering, yes, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I'm sprawling. Help me, Lord. Have mercy on me. And Lord, I don't care what happened in life. If it gets so bad, please help me to call on you. I don't care how bad it be.
Amen.
Help me to call on you. Because things can get bad in life.
Yeah.
We can have some terrible times, Pastor. We can have some awful times. The enemy can attack us in some terrible ways. But I'm so glad that God exists. I'm so glad he's real. And I can call on.
Yes.
God bless you.
Bless.
I think that's a word.
Yes.
Call on him.
Yes.
I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I can't help but getting happy. Because he's been good to me, Pastor. He's been good to me. He has opened doors. He's made ways. He's provided for me.
Yes.
He's healed me.
Yes.
See, I can say that now for real.
Yes.
Knowing that he's done it. The tumor been removed. Feel better than I seem like ever had this. I ain't got a whole lot of strength, but I feel real good.
Amen.
But I feel real good.
Amen.
So God bless you. I hope something's been said.
Amen.
To increase your faith.
Yes.
That God will increase your faith.
Yes.
We know he's able.
Amen.
Amen.